Good morning. I'm Roxanne Scafidi, and welcome back to High Desert Dialogue in its new form. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Myself and my good friend Regina Witherspoon Bell are very excited to bring this program back to you to engage, educate, and entertain and connect our local High Desert community with a local focus. We hope you enjoy. Let's get to it.
I am so excited. Today, my in-studio guest is Dr. Lorena Newsom. She is the Dean of Student Services and Guided Pathways at Victor Valley College. Dr. Newsom, Happy New Year and welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me. Happy New Year to you as well. I'm super excited to be here today.
Thank you. So tell me this. How long have you been with the college?
So I've been at Victor Valley College since 2019. My husband and I relocated from Riverside, California. I worked down in the Riverside Community College District from 2011 to 2019. So Wow. We are here in the High Desert now.
So you came right about the time that COVID hit us.
Absolutely. So literally, I think I worked less than 90 days at Victor Valley College before we went into, you know, the shutdown mode, and we had to transition all learning and all instruction from in person to online. And it was quite a transition.
I'm sure. And I know that a lot of us have like experiences and stories. But through that time to present, we've had some wonderful things take place over on the campus. And one of those, in fact, being the Multicultural Center. And I understand that that's kind of your baby, right?
Absolutely. So we had a soft launch in June of 2023, mm-hmm. and we opened the Multicultural Center. We had a couple of our Board of Trustees present at that launch. It was also attended by Dr. Walden, our superintendent president, and also our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee co-chair, Dr. Henry Young, and myself. So we pretty much opened with a welcome, and we talked about the mission statement for the Multicultural Center and also what was to expect. So we had a couple of our art instructors, specifically Teresa Shellcroft. She donated some wonderful art to the space. So we had an art exhibit open when we did our soft launch, and we provided some refreshments. And so once we transitioned from our soft launch in June and fall, we actually went forward with the hiring of our office assistant and our counselor. Mm-hmm. So right now we are fully operational in the space.
So tell me a little bit more about the Multicultural Center, the intent for it, how students engage with it, how community can engage with it.
Absolutely. So the Multicultural Center actually was one of our ASB, our student leadership goals. So ASB stands for Associated Student Body, and it was actually one of their goals. So every year, our student government or leadership, they go on a retreat, and they come up with goals, and from there, they select the goals that are achievable for the respective upcoming year. So it was one of the ASB goals, and we worked together with, you know, our leadership to make sure that the goal was actualized. And so with our mission statement, I just want to make sure that I don't want to leave anything out. So this really speaks to, you know, the core of the purpose and function of the space. So Victor Valley College's Multicultural Center is a space where all students, faculty, and staff identities intersect and are celebrated. So that sense of belongingness is a critical piece to the function of the space. Our goal as a center is to create a compassionate and safe community space of trust that fosters a sense of unity and belongingness while embracing and promoting cultural awareness, learning, and advocacy through its rich array of support programs and services. So one of the things that we're doing right now is we're trying to establish a multicultural club for students, and that way we can make sure that the student voice is at the center of everything that we do.
Great.
As well as our center is designed to build understanding among all communities to which we may belong or have yet come to know.
That's wonderful. And so how can we as community be engaged with the Multicultural Center? Is there an opportunity for us to do that?
So actually, I'm really glad that you asked. So right now, we're actually working to involve and engage community organizations or volunteers with the center. We're looking forward to and interested in traveling exhibits. So
great.
Whether that focuses on dance, the arts, also looking to partner with San Bernardino County. There's a couple of local museums up here in Victorville or maybe Apple Valley. So I plan to reach out to local organizations to see if we could either have some traveling exhibits or maybe focus on different spoken word poetry, highlight different organizations that have a racial and ethnic component to the work that they do, or even socioeconomic status, as well as, you know, interpersonal things. So that is work that we're looking to do for 2024. And so I know that, you know, you host an array of events through the Dreamer Visionaries and Leaders. And so
right.
I would be tapping into individuals like yourself to find out what type of events you already do and possibly looking to partner and host those events in our center space.
That's wonderful. And so what we'll do is for our listeners, want to make sure you listen all the way to the end of this interview where you'll be able to give some information of how we can reach out and contact you, because this outreach is not one way, right? We get
Absolutely.
It done by reaching both ways. So we'll make sure that that information is provided to any of our listeners out there that belong to those type of organizations, have those like agendas or initiatives, because this is a wonderful opportunity within our community to do exactly what you said, which is to celebrate the diversity and the multiculturalism that is here in the community. Now, I want to make sure, because I think this is really a critical piece, I would say, of student success at Victor Valley College, and that's that guided pathways. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. So as the Dean of Guided Pathways at Victor Valley College, one of the things that I was primarily responsible for was organizing the college in a way that made sense to students and in a way that decrease their time from start to completion. And so while we're well on our journey right now, the goal was to kind of repackage our offerings. So mm-hmm. that would include our degrees and certificates in a way where students understood the courses that they need to complete. We provided a recommended sequence for students to have their courses completed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also doing some work around strategic enrollment management to make sure that what we're suggesting and recommending to students is actually being offered and cataloged by our college. So we have reorganized our college into four guided pathway schools. Those schools are the School of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences, the School of Public Safety and Industrial Technology, the School of Business, Law, and Academic Resources, and the School of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. Underneath each of those schools, you have academic and career pathways. So the academic and career pathways are the pathways that allow students to find students that are just like them, that have similar backgrounds, and that have similar interests.
Wow. I am impressed that you remembered all of that and spoke to all of that. So they definitely have the right person in the position, right? So thank you for that. Before we end, and you've given us a wealth of information in a short period of time, which really kind of says it's the tip of the iceberg, right? So it's incumbent upon us as community to get involved, to learn more, and to utilize our resources, right? And so in able to do that, can you give us some information on how one could reach out and contact you directly?
So my contact email would be Lorena, Lorena, .Newson, Newson, at vvc.edu. You could also give me a call at 760-245-4271, extension 2996.
Great. And Dr. Newson, thank you for being here today with us and sharing this wealth of information. We definitely will look throughout the year to have you come back and update us as things are moving forward. I believe there might be a couple of events that you want to share that are upcoming. So do you want to share those with us now?
Sure. We would like for you all to join us for our Black History Month celebration. It's going to be taking place on February 28th from 8 to 3. We'll have a live talent show. We'll be featuring special guests from the High Desert. We'll also have a focus on business entrepreneurship, social and economic development. There'll be a Q&A panel discussion followed by workshops. And so this event is open to students and the community, and we welcome you all to come out and, you know, pay us a visit.
That sounds wonderful. Now, I want to end on this note. I want you to tell us one thing that we as communities should know about VVC.
VVC is all about partnering with our local community to improve the lives of our students and our surrounding community. So if you're looking to partner and if you're looking for a good place to invest, I would highly recommend that you reach out to Victor Valley College today.
Well, thank you for that. And Dr. Newsom, again, thank you for being here with us today and sharing this wealth of information. And we look forward to having more of these type of conversations and updates from you in the future. Thank you. Hi, this is Regina. And if you are looking for an event for January 15th, which we know is the commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, please join the Delta Sorority for their annual MLK Peace March. That's on January 15th, this coming Monday, at 10 a.m. at the City of Victorville City Hall. See you there. What can I say? Today, I'm just extremely excited because we've got royalty on the line with us as we are preparing for our MLK celebration, annual celebration over at Victor Valley College. My guests today are Dorian and Nayana Holly. And welcome. We are High Desert proud and ready to have you guys here with us on Monday, January 15th at the Victor Valley College Performing Arts Theater. So we want to just kind of jump in and have you guys tell us about this wonderful new project that you have that's called DNA. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so want to kind of have you tell us about what we can expect to hear and see and experience on Monday night, and then if you would, just share with us the inspiration for this project.
Sure. Dad, I'll let you take it away.
Okay. Well, I have been blessed to earn my living singing for ages, 40-some years. I toured with Michael Jackson for all of his solo tours. I was his vocal music director for the sadly ill-fated This Is It tour that we only did rehearsals. We didn't, we obviously never got to a single show.
Right.
I'm in James Taylor's band now, which is a huge, huge blessing and lots of fun. Vocal coach on American Idol for 11 years, front man for the Ricky Minor Band on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Jay Leno's last 3 years on TV. Anyway, I make a living singing and was also blessed to take Nayana from the time she was, she had her third birthday in Japan because we were there for several weeks for shows with Michael Jackson, and she got to come on stage, for Heal the World with all the children dressed in international costumes, and got to be carried around on MJ's shoulder at Tokyo Disneyland and the other theme parks where he loved to go when we were traveling. So she was always she was there like my little road dog. She was with me on my first tour with James Taylor back in 1994 or 1995, and I've got photos of us, backstage playing basketball and eating and catering, and unbeknownst to me, she was soaking it all in, soaking in the music and secretly singing and and learning and then fast forward to high school, that's a long story, me finding out she could really, really sing in high school. I'll share that if we have time. But then she was just singing and interested in jazz and developed there in a arts high school in Los Angeles and then on to college, intense jazz vocal program in college, and then had her first touring job before she'd even got her degree, her diploma.
Wow.
And so now we are a father-daughter, two ships passing in the night, you know, she's touring and I'm touring and she's working on TV and more so than her father. And then I say jealously, not really. And so now we come to 3 years ago, an organization asked us to do a duet for Black History Month, which we did. We did People Get Ready. And our friend Kaveh Rastegar, who played on Nana's first solo album, asked us, he played with us, and asked if, have you guys ever done a record together? And we both looked at each other, you know, quizzically, no. And he's like, why not? And we're like, we don't know why not. We never thought about it. It just didn't occur to her or me.
Right.
And so we, during lockdown, we all three had time to put this project together. We made a record together. And it's this beautiful duet project called DNA that, where we didn't do love songs. We took songs that we loved and made them duet songs. So we have a project of songs that are meaningful to us as family, as citizens, and as musicians. And it's just a beautiful record. I love it. I'm happy we made it. And it's here we are.
Wow. So can I ask Niana, inspiration wise, how did you guys go about the process of picking the music for this project?
Well, we had in the past, before this project came to be, we, you know, would try to carve out time when we could to perform together. So the few shows that we have done together in the past had been during Black History Month, and we had called those shows Revolution Songs. You know, it was an offering to our community of, you know, music that is, you know, the music of our people, that is songs of inspiration, and generally songs, you know, that came out around the 60s and 70s. And we did that show, was it 2 or 3 years, I think, in a row, Dad? You know,
3 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was very uplifting. It was very heartfelt. It was nice to be able to sing songs that shaped both of our music lives and careers in different ways. And then obviously songs that our community knew and loved and grew up with. So I think there was a hint of inspiration, definitely from those shows, from those Revolution songs. And then additionally, the three of us, my father, myself, and Kaveh, who produced the record, shared a really deep love for the music that Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack did together as duets. So that was definitely on the vision board, not necessarily to emulate, but just to remember that inspiration.
Yes.
And like he said, this was probably more myself, maybe more myself than me, but we didn't want to take pre-existing love duet. There was just, we didn't have a message, you know, we didn't have a story to tell through those songs. So we took songs that we love that all kind of coincidentally have very similar themes of, you know, of war, of social issues in our country, of poverty, of uplifting our brothers and sisters, of friendship, of family. So all of those things kind of tie in seamlessly through all of these songs. Yeah.
And what's amazing to me is how these are what we consider standards or classics, soundtrack of our lives, but how relevant they are When we look at what's going on from a national perspective as well as a global perspective, how is it that you guys prepare to do these shows, being father and daughter? Is there a certain process that you have, or you just kind of, hey, we're just going to go for it, and whatever it is, it is?
Well, there is a process because we're obviously, we have the grace to be professionals. So, like, Niana is in Pink's band, and she's also in the house band for The Voice. And mm-hmm. that, I mean, that's just to mention, too. I've been blessed to work with Ricky Minor a lot, and all of us, both of us, have worked with the greatest, the best, the most accomplished music directors in the business. So you by osmosis, you pick up that, mm-hmm. and then of course, I've come thanks to you, Regina. I've come to Victorville. This will be my fourth time, I think.
Yes,
and with my Marvin Gaye show. So. I rehearse with my band, so we mapped out. We knew we were going to do the songs on the DNA project, our latest recording, and we added some songs to that. And we called rehearsals and hit it. We come over to my house, and my wife allows me to rehearse in the living room and mess the house up for a couple of weeks, and. Which is great because my friends and my daughter are coming to my home, and we're going to sit down and have my famous avocado toast and my infused water and sit in the living room and practice to get it together, which mm-hmm. is a feeling of home and family. And I think we picked well. I don't think we threw anything out. We chose the set and we just did a show Saturday night in Inglewood, by mm-hmm. the way, at the Miracle Theater. Thank God we sold out. It was a great show. We had a great time. And we're ready now for the High Desert.
Yes. And we are ready for you guys. We want to kind of wrap things up because we know we want you to be well rested for what we're going to witness. But is there anything that you guys want to share, as a message to encourage folks to come out? We think that having you here for, the commemoration of celebrating and honoring Dr. King is really, really appropriate. And so do either of you have a message that you want to send out to the community? I do want to say, Dorian, we thank you for the 4 years. You saw us through some hard times because you started coming right in the midst of COVID, it seemed like, and you brought a light. And you have made a profound impact on the High Desert community. And so we're excited. We got a little something special planned for you in acknowledgement of the 4 years that you've committed to come. And each time you've come and just outdone yourself. So we're going to do that. And we've got a little something special to welcome your beautiful daughter, Niana, to say thank you for sharing your beauty and your spirit with us here in the High Desert. But is there a message or any words that you want to, parting words that you want to leave to encourage those who are coming and those who should be coming, right, to join us on Monday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll start. Monday is a very special day for all of us, for our community, and for the world at large. So I would just encourage, obviously, we want people to come to this show. We want you to come and share this night with us and hear these beautiful songs to be reminded of just our humanity and our love and all of the things that Dr. King taught us. But I think the fact that this event falls on this day is just a great reminder to do something. Mm-hmm. To commemorate his life and the lessons that he taught us. I, for many, many years, I have Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech on vinyl, and that's one of my favorite things to do on that day, is just to play that and to listen to that and to imagine what it might have been like to be there, and to meditate on his lessons and on his life. So, you know, if you can't be with us, I encourage people to do something just in his honor, not just to have a day off, you know, from work or from life. But ideally, come hang out with us on Monday at 7 o'clock and get inspired by this beautiful music and the love that my father and I share for it.
So yes.
That's my,
Thank you. I just want to add to that when Nana says to do something, you know, there's often a prayer that I pray over a meal, and that is to remember people who don't have what you have, people who are, you know, Dr. King fought for people that, he spoke for people that couldn't speak for themselves.
Yes.
He fought for people who couldn't fight for themselves. And sometimes you can just take a loaf of bread and some mayonnaise and some ham and cheese and make 4, 5, 6, 8 sandwiches and put them in a brown paper bag and on your way to the post office or the, you know, to pay your light bill or to get whatever, to pick your child up from school, you could pull over and give a sandwich to somebody on the corner.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we are here for. We're here for each other.
Yes, absolutely. And Dorian, I'm going to piggyback on that and say, you know, you can give those sandwiches and invite them to come join us for this DNA concert on Monday night, because it's free to the public. And that's part of our give back, is wanting to make sure any and everybody can come join us in celebration and fellowship, right, and be inspired. So I want to thank you both for taking time out of your very busy schedules to, you know, talk to me today. And then I'm thanking you in advance for what will be an extraordinary night this coming Monday, January 15th, at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Theater, promptly at 6 p.m., and it is free to the public. Thank you both so much, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you, Regina. And I just want to add, and I won't be long-winded about it, whenever my family in Victor Valley calls, I'll be there. So, yeah, you know.
We love you guys. Thank you.
And we love you, and whatever you need, whenever you need it, just holler.
Oh, thank you. All right, I'll see you guys on Monday.
See you then.
So we want to thank you for listening. We want you to also be a part of this programming. And so we're asking you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as community want to hear from. Reach out to us at 760-241-1313 and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. Take care until next week.